Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
After the recent 2+2 meeting in Tokyo, bringing together the top diplomats and defense officials of the United States and Japan, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the meeting delivered on commitments to modernize the U.S.-Japan alliance.
First, we agreed to upgrade our respective command and control structures, including a new joint forces headquarters, to meet the challenges of this moment. Second, we held our first standalone ministerial on extended deterrence, demonstrating clearly, in other words, that our ironclad commitment to defend our allies with the full range of our conventional and nuclear deterrence capabilities is fully in force. Third, through a new forum on defense industrial cooperation, we launched co-production of advanced missiles. We're leveraging Japan's manufacturing capability to collectively produce critical national security technology.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called the 2+2 meeting truly consequential.
Strengthening our partnership and adding new momentum to our shared vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific. We are reinforcing our combined ability to deter and respond to coercive behavior in the Indo-Pacific and beyond.
Japan and the United States underscored their basic position on Taiwan remains unchanged, and they reiterated the importance of maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. The two countries also expressed numerous serious concerns about the dismantling of Hong Kong's autonomy and freedoms, as well as the PRC's human rights violations in Xinjiang and Tibet. Secretary of State Blinken emphasized the modifications and modernizations that the United States and Japan have agreed to are defensive in nature. They have no ambitions toward anyone else and are, never have been, never will be offensive in nature. But at a time, he said, when unfortunately these threats are increasing, alliances are getting deeper, they're getting stronger, they're getting more effective. Secretary Blinken declared, "It's manifestly in the interests of our people, the Japanese people, the American people, and people well beyond our countries."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.